Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
Please welcome the wickedly talented
Fam!
Hey Fam, welcome to Hey Fam. It's me, number one gamer, Andrew Levins.
One Xbox Live, first guy to get banned on Xbox Live in Australia.
Yeah, I did it. I logged on everywhere. Straight away. Guess which word I said, everybody.
Yeah, if you want to guess what word, you can jump over to our iTunes page and leave it in the reviews. And just drop us a cheeky... Cinco stars.
Yeah, because
for our every Spanish speaking
every
listeners.
New Xbox Series S or X comes with 2 years of Game Pass
and also two years of N-word pass.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad we both thought that joke.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's a great joke.
But if you think Levin said a different word,
I did. Yeah, I did.
He did. Maybe we're eliminating. You have 25
because
choices.
It's actually legal to say it on Xbox. You don't get banned
in England.
That
you're allowed to say it because I mean cigarettes. It's all geo blocked. You're allowed to say it there because they'll think you're popping down the store to buy some beep, but it's, yeah, cigarettes.
Joining me today, number two gamer boy, Angus Truscott.
You're the gamer.
You're only getting
more the game bathwater.
You're only getting two new consoles this week.
Yeah, one of them is
a clock
and can't be patched. Yeah, that's right. I mean,
oh man,
should we just jump into Mario?
Yeah, it's all right. I love it. The Xbox Series S is out. Let's talk about the Nintendo clock. So there is a, I guess it's like one of the many stupid celebrations they're doing for Mario's 35th birthday.
It was like when you're the third or fifth child in a family and you wake up and it's your birthday and you're like, catch your parents have forgotten your birthday and like no we remembered, we got you this, and
yeah,
they start like grabbing things.
We put
off
your
the
three
shelf.
Greatest adventures on this disc.
We got all of your adventures.
We didn't do anything to them, and
no,
you can only get
and
it
also
till March.
There was four. Oh yeah, no, that one we lost that one. It died. I had to go to the farm. Also yeah, it's you can't get it anymore.
Yeah, and we've made a celebration of your first ever adventure
for the billionth time,
and you can either play it. We've made two celebrations of it. One of them you can only play online until March. The other one is a clock.
Yeah, make your choice.
How old are you turning, Mario? 35. Well, there's 35 surprises in store because we've made 35 surprises in the clock.
Yeah,
you've got to find them.
We won't tell you.
Isn't
how.
That fun?
What's one of them like? Turning it on.
I don't keep
turning it off. Dropping it.
1 o'clock.
Driving over it. Yeah, I don't know. Like what are the surprises? Surprise, I broke it.
Maybe it goes to like, yeah, it does like 25 o'clock. Surprise, just like a bunch
Japan
of
does that.
Incorrect times.
Japan, I know you you and I frequented the Land of Rising Sun many times, but if you notice like when you walk past a bar, it'll have like opening time. They always operate in 24 hours there, but they go one step further. It'll be like 20 o'clock until 2900. And they'll like continue it like, which is like, I don't know, maybe 4 a.m. or something. But they don't go like to 04.
Oh,
they're
I never
like,
noticed that.
Yeah, yeah.
In all my travels to the Land of the Rising
Sun. Well,
when
you're like me.
Yeah, right.
Attuned to certain train timetable. When time is a big thing for you. Yeah.
So anyway, this Game & Watch comes out. You can play
when
Mario.
Is it out?
I thought it was today. It's Friday.
Right. Because mine's getting delivered, I guess.
I had to cancel all my fucking plans.
I
meant to like sit around looking at the time all day today.
Yeah, playing the most released video game of all time.
So yeah, you can play the first Mario and also the lost levels on the clock on the Game & Watch. And also there are some surprises, but
it doesn't work.
There was red alert. Nintendo had to send out a big press release, an apology already before this, this clock even gets released.
Hey, you know what? This wouldn't happen under Reggie's watch.
I definitely agree with you.
So, I think heads would have been rolling. Doug Bowser, you've dropped the ball, King.
So I'm trying to find, here we go. Get big Nintendo support. There's an error, everyone. It's an error in the Game & Watch. And yeah, Super Mario Brothers error in the lyric selection for the Mario drawing song. So that apparently,
so they've revealed a secret also, haven't they? That by giving this press release, they're like hinting at some of.
So now there's 34 secrets now.
Yeah, there's 34.
This is the 35th. So for some reason, Mario sings a song, which is vocalized in English only, and it's accessed by holding the A button while the digital clock of the system is active. But if you can, have it display lyrics, and if you choose French, it's broken. So now if you choose French as the lyrics, it tells you them in German. If you choose Spanish, it tells you them in French. If you choose German, it tells you them in Italian. And if you choose Italian, it tells you them in Spanish.
Mario's own language, his mother tongue. Yeah.
I just like
that's really funny. That's like
such a good fuck up.
That's great though. It's like Japanese people being like, yeah, Europe will look the same. Like, yeah, don't worry about that.
But does that mean that this is the European release that has the fuck up, or is it every other
language is
fine?
I'd say they just made one version.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say every version's got a fuck up.
Great, that's awesome.
How much again? 100?
Because I bought this for my son so he can learn to speak French.
Mm.
And now he's going to learn
Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is good because I did speak Spanish at the start so he can leave a review.
Actually, if I choose for French, he'll get them in German. So,
hey.
He'll be speaking, he'll be fluent in German of just the Mario song in no time.
The Mario song.
What's the Mario drawing song?
I don't know. Is it like from Mario Paint or something? What's maybe. Mario drawing? The theme song?
But he's going to actually sing it, something with words. Hooked on the Brothers.
Hooked on the Brothers. It'd be good. I want to learn Hooked on the Brothers in German.
Yeah, perfect.
Hooked on Die Brüder.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect. That's it.
I've never spoken German until now. I've broken my German
natural.
Silence.
You're a natural.
Yeah, yeah, no. No, I'm not.
I am weirdly. I was kind of looking forward to having another piece of stupid Mario product.
Is this
on
one
the podcast
too many though
tonight.
For you? Oh no, you meant to play tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just Nintendo is just, I love them so much, but they've really, I feel bad for Mario this year. They've really fucked up his birthday. I think. I'd be disappointed. I'd be like, you really dropped the ball, mum and dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dad and dad. My dad's fucked up
my
birthday.
Doug Bowser and
my 1700 dads.
Yeah. They have like yen buried. Don't they have something stupid like $3 trillion in cash, like
Nintendo. Dude.
Yeah, they're like one of the richest. Like
that's yes, yeah, one of the levels of the Nintendo building in
it's
Kyoto.
Just money.
That's the money level.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on there right now.
You go. That's the petty cash.
What 12-year-old games do you think they're planning to remaster and release as a new title? While they don't make any new games.
So I have got more Nintendo talk because I've been playing a couple of Nintendo games this week. But the big news is that I, for the first time in my life, own an Xbox.
I was wondering what the aroma of Link's Africa was.
That's right. I have to.
It comes with it.
Yeah, you can't open the box until you.
Does Kinect see black people yet?
Kinect doesn't. They actually got rid of it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. They said Black Lives Matter, and they got rid of Kinect.
Microsoft are brave. Do you remember that happened with the Xbox One?
And then I remember there was also Siri couldn't understand Scottish people.
That's right.
That was amazing.
Again, and Nintendo can't tell the difference between European languages, Latin-based languages. it's good. Racism by big tech.
Yeah. Accidental racism.
Accidental racism, yeah.
But yeah, so I got the Series S, which is the digital-only one, which is the white console with the black
it looks
circular
like a speaker
waffle. Yeah. And
do you sit it up?
No, I have it horizontal in my cabinet.
What's it comparable to size wise
like do you remember the box that the Wii U came with?
Yes,
it's about that round about that size.
Wait, the box the Wii U came in?
No, as in like the box, you know how like the Wii U was the controller.
Oh, the Wii U. Yeah,
and then
the actual
box itself.
Okay, that's pretty small. Much smaller than I thought.
The Series X is enormous. It is so chonky.
It's like a tower,
isn't it? Ridiculous. It's stupid.
It's like the Dyson over there.
Like it looks like an amp.
Mm, it does.
So I've seen photos of that in other people's media centers And I'm very glad I went for the smaller option. I mainly got it for Game Pass,
yeah,
which is the Microsoft, you know, it's like Netflix essentially. You get access to hundreds of games, and
it's a crazy deal.
As of this week, all of EA's games are on there. So like, you know, stuff like Fallen Order and like tons of, actually I can look up for you. I can see which Star Wars games I now have access to.
Hell yeah, brother. Squadrons, Battlefronts, and Fallen Order, I guess.
Yeah. But, man, that is such an insane collection of games, Game Pass.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's not as impressive. You've got Battlefront, Battlefront 2, and Fallen Order. I was hoping a bunch of weird stuff from the past would be on there. But yeah, I guess EA didn't.
Yeah, they didn't make those. It. It's all weird.
That's true. So, when I got the box, there is... there's something that is extremely Microsoft on it. You open up the box, like, and it says "Power Your Dreams."
That's so funny. I was close.
Power Your Dreams is the motto of this.
Before that, had you considered powering dreams, or were your dreams relatively
unpowered? Yeah, certainly not empowered.
I've been having really real dreams at the moment where they're so realistic that I have to wake up and check if what I'm dreaming about, like, they're set in my house.
I haven't DJed at a music festival in a long time. I used to always have music festival dreams where I was like playing to like the biggest crowd I've ever played to, but I couldn't like I kept accidentally putting songs that like didn't have drums on or something like that.
Blonde by Frank Ocean.
Another psych rock, like, you know, outro.
Yeah.
Why do I keep doing this? And people are like going like, come on, dude.
I've been having that like people are here, someone's here. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, where did they go? And I go looking for them. It's happened 3 times in the last fortnight.
I used to always get dreams that I was doing a radio show and I would go to the music library and then the song that was playing would end and I was silence. Like stuck in the music library while there was silence going to air.
I still have dreams, well, I guess nightmares about my first job at a video shop. Like still to this day.
I was doing my HSC dreams for like years. And I wasn't even stressed during the HSC. It was just like...
Did you cheat in the HSC?
No. How do you cheat in your
HSC? You just like write things in your pencil case, like weird codes.
Nah.
I did.
That's cool.
I guess
what it kind of codes? Matter.
Just like a series of numbers that then I would translate into words that would be answers to like certain dates of like historical events.
Oh, okay, for modern history, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So I did remember essays. Anything you have to write essays, yeah. I guess. Yeah, remembering.
But it was like, how am I going to remember 400 dates?
And then like you don't know what the questions. Yeah, for the essays so you're
like,
I have
to know when like Archimedes was born, but also have to know like why Hitler.
Whose Archimedes is?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was just I did like both histories and. Lots of numbers. I'm not a numbers guy, despite...
Yeah, oh, man. Here is a hot tip for any high school students. Cheat. Don't do history.
Yeah, but don't do two.
History is easily, I reckon, the hardest subject to do.
Really?
In...
See, I was top of both of histories.
For me, I just like... It was... Yeah, it's... You have to... It's more writing than... I did 4-unit English. And for me, I like modern history was like way more writing... In the final exam than any of the English.
I loved it. I loved Modern War. Not the game, but we did Nazi Germany.
Do you want to look up how many Call of Duty games are on Game Pass?
So many. I read that like one of the new Call of Duty you can't really install on either of the new consoles because it's so big.
Well, it's so weird that... Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because there is limited space on the SSD, solid state drive that comes with the console, but... You can at some point they're patching it on both the PS5 and Xbox that you can add extra storage.
Wild.
The Xbox, I'm glad I got it because it's like, you know, now I finally have access to Game Pass and
you can say the N-word in the house.
That's right. For once.
Taking another cute shot of Kitty Pryde. Did people love that last week?
But she's sleeping.
Yeah.
She's so bored of our conversation.
How do you think she feels? She sees me.
Cookie every fucking is always day. Enraptured by our conversation. When we
yeah, Cookie starts humping shit, like, eating my toes.
I dig this and then starts digging the ground. Starts trying to dig through
the animals of Hey Fam.
Yeah. Give them their own spin-off show.
That'd be great.
But there's no launch games on the Xbox. Like there's no...
Yeah. Well,
it's just kind of like, oh, here's this iteration of our new hardware. I don't know.
The thing is like... Halo was planning to be one, right?
And then they were like, a lot of things got delayed.
Everyone laughed at it and clowned them and they're like, oh yeah, it does look like shit. we'll bring it out later. But then obviously like, I mean, it is very interesting. I know we're clowning on Nintendo a minute ago, but like this year without COVID, I imagine all launches would be quite different.
Oh, absolutely,
Sony seems to be sticking to like having titles.
I think this launch of the PS5, and we'll get into it in a minute.
It's the best launch Sony's had.
Easy.
Launches... traditionally trash. Like you could buy a console a year into it.
This is the first Sony console that I've bought day one. So that comes out tomorrow. Happy PS5 Eve.
Yeah. But yeah, it'd be interesting to think like what the Xbox lineup would be like, what the launch would be like if COVID wasn't here.
Yeah. I mean, so
Nintendo, they'd probably fucking chuck on, you know, they'd fix the language thing at least for the Game & Watch.
they had to lay off the team in charge of
the one English European translator. Localization. Yeah, the Latin expert.
they fired someone in France, someone in Spain, someone in Germany. Yeah. And,
see, this is, yeah, exactly.
The other one. And the that just one. Happened to be the ones that...
Italy.
Yeah, Italy.
Which is, you know, again, once again, as a non-Italian person, but as a fan of an Italian person being Mario, I find it very offensive that...
On behalf of Tony Soprano
and Mario Brother, that the language option is not there.
Yeah, I know, totally.
I think that's just...
Native language.
That is not amore.
I bet you it's him literally saying like, drawing ananas spaghetti.
Seriously, da, just da, da, racist like, yeah, stuff. Yeah. It is so, I still think it's so funny that Nintendo's mascot is a fat Italian working class man.
Yeah.
Just so unappealing, but
it's just great.
He's great. Like yeah, just yeah. one of the most iconic characters. Has a fucking mustache.
Like wears... more recognizable as a character than Mickey Mouse now.
Totally. Yeah. Mickey Mouse is dead. Long live.
They just announced a new Mickey series on Disney Plus. If you like those recent like shorts, they're doing a whole bunch more of them. The shorts are really good.
Thank you. I bought them yesterday.
That's a joke about my shorts.
And I did.
What shorts are you wearing?
Just some shorts.
You're actually Angus is blocking the law.
Yeah, no, that
the
was
shorts portion of his body. Like, Adidas ones.
Just nice.
They're sports shorts for all that sport you do.
I'm a big shorts guy in the summer. I sweat a lot. I run hot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would normally try and wear shorts from September to April.
Yes.
Even if it's cold, I'm locked in. It's shorts time.
In Australia, if you can wear a jacket, t-shirt, shorts, you'll be fine from like, I don't the even coldest night.
I'm just t-shirt.
No, I mean like shorts. I mean like if it's cold.
Yeah,
or a sweater. Like, you know what I mean?
Like Meredith Music Festival in Melbourne is in December, which is like the height of our summer. Yeah. Like you wouldn't dream of wearing jeans in Sydney during that time.
But Meredith
hits like 2 degrees.
Yeah. Same Byron with
like one of the coldest cold I've ever shit? Been. Yeah, but that's in the middle of winter. That makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah.
It's as cold in December at Meredith that's as it is in Splendor in winter.
I've never been. It's and crazy. I probably never will. It's probably never going to have a festival.
No
again.
Music festivals are over. Music festivals and
no
Mickey
Xbox
Mouse are
launches.
Dead.
No music festivals.
No Mario.
So Cyberpunk singing was also rumored to be like a launch title, huh?
Apparently, the rumors are that's getting delayed till next year now.
I think we won't see it till May next year.
There are so many games in this like coming out in the next before the year is over.
Mm.
There's you know Yakuza
Mario
7
Game
just came
Watch.
Out. Yeah, of course, there's the time.
The Lost Levels. The
Nintendo presents the time.
Nintendo presents Greenwich Mean Time.
But
I'm
yeah,
looking for, that's what the Game and well, yeah, GMT.
Nintendo
Game and Mean Time.
I've been playing Yakuza 7 like a dragon, and man, you would fucking love that game so much.
Is it set now or when's this one set?
This one's set in the at the turn of like the New Year's Eve 1999 and into 2000.
Where were you?
Where was I? I think. Actually, I have no fucking idea. Because the year after, 2000 into 2001, I was allowed to go. You know what? I spent 1999 into 2000 staying at home with looking after my sisters while my parents went to a party and we watched Galaxy Quest.
Not bad. Not too bad. We all know that the Millennium Baby was born 3 doors down from me.
Oh, that's oh my God.
Part of Hey
what
Family.
A classic bit of Hey Family.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, I wasn't there for the birth. The Millennium Baby. I'll always remember his birthday, January 1, 2000.
Yeah, of
He'd
course.
He'd be 20 now.
Yeah, and you of course, famously birthed the baby. You delivered him.
Well, I definitely like...
You cut the cord.
I bit the umbilical cord. Yeah, the Millennium Baby. I forget his name, but if he's listening...
Yep.
Let me know what your 21st plans are. I might be around because I usually...
Someone find out. Like, someone Google Wollongong Millennium Baby and get in touch with him for us and we'll have him on the show.
Hope he's okay. I hope it's not like... William H. Macy's character in Magnolia, who's like former child genius. You know what I mean?
His dream is to get braces.
He's burdened. He's burdened by the Millennium Babiness
yeah,
of his
yeah,
life.
Sure.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, find out. I don't know if the Millennium Baby got a, you know, which console did he get this week?
Like, does he see the Sydney 2000 logo and starts like, just like ripping up things?
Does he have Sid, Ollie, and Millie? Ozzy and Millie? I can't remember what
it
was.
Yeah, we can't remember, even though we covered it.
at length.
yeah. When we were supposed to be covering
Yeah, but in the first 10 minutes of Yakuza 7, someone calls someone else a cum stain.
It's sick.
Like, just so good. I'm like, this is the game for me.
Where is it set?
Yokohama.
Tokyo? Oh, Yokohama.
It's
nice. Yokohama.
There's like multiple characters that you play as in this one. And it's turn-based combat as opposed to just beat 'em up.
Yeah, wow.
But it's great. It's really, really fun. I think it's a game that you would enjoy.
Oh, immensely. Yeah, I know it would. Comes out on PS5 next year, huh?
Yeah, it's on PS4 now. And I gather you can probably just play it on PS5.
But I'll wait for that fucking native. Whoa. Yes. Native 4K.
So what are you? So what? We're both picking up our PS5s tomorrow.
Yes.
We both got the one.
Sorry,
the one
just
with this.
My dad's hologram came in again.
Were you worried that I was going to surprise you with like maybe a message from your mom today?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of what we do now, I guess. It's so elaborate.
I got you good. I've never seen you that. I have seen you that freaked out, but it was when like way more personal shit happened to you. I felt like
really like what.
Oh, like ex-girlfriend stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I've seen you freaked out the most, I think.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You got close to that when I was playing the message from your dad.
It's kind of like denial.
Absolute disbelief.
Vomiting.
I thought you were going to leave the room at one point and just me and Noom were going to listen to this message from your dad.
I don't know what was going on. Well, the thing that threw me off, though, it didn't sound like him. He was putting on a voice. I'm going to see my dad this Saturday, actually. I'm going to record a conversation with him that he doesn't know is being recorded so you can hear his natural voice. Sound like he was putting on like a weird... Like a someone who should be someone reading something, like a narrator or something.
I loved it. I thought it was perfect.
It was great. Yeah. It was fantastic. But it didn't sound like him. And he's got I know what he sounds like.
Of course you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
I think that's he sent me a photo this week. He installed a doggy door on the front door.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then sent a Shaka
back. Maxi or Ralphie?
Maxi.
Maxi, yeah.
Yeah.
Good dog.
Great dog.
Archie's favorite dog in the world.
Wow. Yeah. No, he's like, as far as dogs go, he's up there. He's very personable.
So you're picking up the console tomorrow. We're both getting the disc drive version of the PS5.
Yeah. I like to stick shit in things.
Fucking oath.
You know what I'm talking about. Also I got Akira 4K. So finally.
Does that come out tomorrow?
No, it comes out like Feb.
Okay. Right.
You can get it from like other countries or some shit.
Oh, right. You want it to play it in there. I get it.
Yeah, I want to watch it. Just like
that's the only reason you got a disc drive on your
PS5.
Well,
I also have the Star Wars Skywalker Saga in 4K.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That's been biding its time.
So what games are you getting with it?
I'm only getting Miles.
Spider-Man Miles Morales.
You know me. I can't play more than one game at a time.
Sure.
More of Hey Fam Lore and Sola. You know, from what I've heard, if you do everything, it's
Game Pass is almost like a nightmare for you, huh?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, cool, I can play 9 games.
It's like
once.
Apple Arcade.
You can
it's too much. Like, I just 1 a week, thanks.
There's a feature on the Xbox where you can suspend it like up to 4 or 5 games at once and just flick between them.
That's insane.
Without loading.
That's horrible for me.
That was so good. I'm like, I died. Fuck this. I can play Yakuza
that's
now.
That's too much power.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I want a blowing cartridges.
Power your dreams, my brother.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what the Sony message will be.
play one game
play
at
one
a time.
Play one game at a time. This is, it's big.
Stick shit in the disc drive.
Yeah, just getting Miles. If you do all the side quests and shit, it's like upwards of 18 hours.
Oh, it's going to feel like totally lengthy. And
a lot of the reviews I've seen too are just like, it's more concise and like as good, if not better than the OG game.
Yeah, honed in on what was great about the last Spider-Man game and gotten rid of the stuff that people didn't love.
Which is so good. That's like, so good.
There's no puzzles.
Yeah.
Did you just get a message from my dad?
Sorry, I think there's a hologram calling in. Huh.
I'm also really, really excited for Astrobot.
So that comes pretty loaded, huh?
Game. Man, packing games are so lit.
Yeah, bring it back.
Wii Sports,
one fucking of the greats, classic.
Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
Nintendo
Land, man. So I've been thinking a lot about launch lineups.
Yeah.
Because like I'm pretty keen to check out Demon's Souls.
Yeah, sure.
And like I'm weirdly excited for, not excited, but like I'm interested to hear if Sackboy is good.
Yeah, that I'm kind of curious on that.
Like, because the Little Big Planet, I remember liking for a little while, but the...
What is it? You just like build shitty levels or
something? Well, no, you could play a full-on game. It was almost like Mario Maker where like there were all those built-in levels that you could play, or you could build your own levels. And then they really lent in harder and harder on giving you tools to build your own levels, which that didn't really appeal to me. But the levels that they made were actually pretty fun. So the idea of someone making just a dedicated Sackboy
3D, it's first 3D like platformer. 3D platformer.
Yeah,
huh?
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm curious. It's not, you have to buy that one, huh?
Yeah.
What's it called? Sackboy Adventure?
Sackboy Adventure, yeah.
Sounds like a Scrotum,
Sonic Adventure,
doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like my Sackboy. What did my Sackboy do last night?
And then yeah, like there is like there's quite a few games that are first party at that are coming out.
Yeah, where we go
tomorrow, like those ones, and then there's like someone that's like. It's like something crashes or some car shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
There's also like 20 of the best PS4 games that are going to be available for PS Plus members.
That's crazy.
And then we also get, as PS Plus members, Bug Snacks.
Oh, that's right.
Which is the game by Octodad. And I listened to some reviews of that today, and people are saying that that's actually quite similar to Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like all about, you've got to collect these different bug snacks.
Yeah.
And like try and catch them. And
interesting.
Yeah. That sounds like it could be.
I mean, it's pretty good you get like those games as well, the PS Plus ones.
Yeah. Like between that and Game Pass, like I genuinely don't need to buy a game for next
I am so pumped for Miles though.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm going to play Astrobot first, because I think apparently that's like 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on to Miles, hopefully get through most of it before we record next week.
Yeah. I'll smack Miles all weekend.
I loved that first Spidey game so much.
Yeah. It's so good. I love that game. I'm curious. You know what? I think I'll play the remaster. And did you see Insomniac said it'll port your save over?
Yeah, that's great.
So I'm going to wait for that. They said that's next update.
Will they port over my memory of what Peter Parker looks like?
He never existed.
It's so funny that they changed what he looks like.
Yeah.
He looks so different. He now looks younger than Miles.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be so funny playing Miles. Why do you think this random guy is going to show up and he's like, hey, Peter.
That's Peter. I'm looking forward to levels where you play, like where you're both of them.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get that in this. I reckon how good would it be if instead of doing Spider-Man 2, they do like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
That'd be sick. And you just the GTA 5 vibe of switching between them.
Because it would be a good way to legitimize like the like caveat of like Spider-Man Miles Morales. If it was just instead of going like Spider-Man 2, they just go Spider-Man and then another word.
Spider-Man, yeah, I'd like
Spider-Man.
That. Venom, Plus, I was thinking about it. Like, I kind of love now that Miles and Peter kind of have a Batman-Robin relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I love that it's not one or the other.
Yes,
I like that. I really like that. There's this idea of Peter Parker isn't the only Spider-Man, and Peter Parker champions that.
So apparently, he needs to go out of town for a while. So yeah. Miles is the only Spider-Man.
I think that's great. I think it's such a cool concept, and I love the idea of like multiple Spider people.
Yes, definitely.
It's like Bat Family vibes, which you know Spider-Man's always been like such a solitary character. It's sick to see.
Yes, definitely.
I was even watching like the video reviews. I'm like, man, this character is only like 10 years old. That's so wild to see how like popular.
How much media he's been in.
Yeah, like I was blown away. I'm like, this guy's a launch title for like one of the biggest console.
And apparently, Into the Spider-Verse has influenced this game so much. Like there's
his outfit.
When you get his outfit, it even you can turn it off.
Yeah, but it goes to 13 frames a second.
Yeah,
or
yeah. So
yeah,
it mimics the way he moves in the movie, which is so cool. I can't wait to see how that works. I'm sure I'll turn it off after a minute.
Love Spider-Man. Like you play this game, you're just like, they are huge. Like all the outfits from like Punk Spidey and all the like alternate universe stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so excited to see all the suits.
Yeah, definitely.
I simped that last game so hard.
It was cool. Like that was the craziest PlayStation year. That was the year.
That's right.
God of War.
Yeah.
Spidey, and then another one.
This year's crazy. We had The Last of Us 2, Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
Man, yeah. It's so the all of the games that you get for PS Plus.
Yep.
You tell me which of these you've played. Batman Arkham Knight.
Yes.
Battlefield 1.
No.
Bloodborne.
I turned it off.
You dabbled. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Zombies Chronicles.
Always playing it.
Platinum.
Still to this day. I've got a headset on now. I'm playing it. No, never played it.
Finally, you can play the Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy.
I don't think I will.
Okay, Cap.
Cap, yeah.
Okay, Joe Biden. Do you reckon Joe Biden legitimately looks like old man Cap at the end of Endgame?
Do you think MCU tried to do that? Try to make out that Joe Biden is old Cap?
Yeah.
Get that.
No, I don't think they did.
No, I don't think they did.
Days Gone. Have you seen that? You watched that donkey video,
yeah,
right?
He's like, I'm going to finger you with your tits or something at the wedding. Or he's like, put this ring on you can hit my ring or something.
It was something so, it was the worst. Like that game looks so
She's
trash.
Like, I put this ring on you and then you stick it in my ring or something like that.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Something. No, it was like, promise you'll ride me like as much as you ride your motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Promise you'll, promise controlled power
promise
slides
you'll fuck
on my
me
pussy.
With your tits. What did you say?
Promise you'll controlled power slide my pussy with your back wheel.
Detroit Become Human.
No, I'm never playing that.
Fallout 4. Yes,
no,
another game.
That.
You owned that for a bit too.
For about a week and sold it.
Final Fantasy 15.
You know what? I wouldn't mind seeing what the boys are up to again.
Yeah, that's a good, good move.
Emulator.
God of War is on there. Infamous Second Son. Have you ever played that? That's really fun.
No, it's sick, yeah.
Made by the like guys who went
upscaled or anything or no?
Nah. Last Guardian. I mean, there'll be just no load times.
I'll play Last Guardian.
Which is like, that's the craziest thing about playing Yakuza 7 on...
No load times.
Yeah, well, like, because you know, like, they'll show tips of, like, you know, things you can do within the game. And usually, like, you know, Breath of the Wild, for example, or you know, when I was playing Yakuza 0, you can slide through, like, 10 tips, you know, at least, while you wait for the game to load.
Yeah, now it's nothing. You're like, wait, dude, what was that?
Because it goes, like, and you literally just see, like, you know...
Harder games.
It's crazy. It's like that someone wrote these tips that like most people aren't even going to
see. That's someone's job. They're getting fired along with the German translator at Nintendo.
Maybe that's the same role.
I don't know. I feel bad for all these people.
The Last Guardian, The Last of Us Remastered.
Translators' Lives Matter, you know? It's a new movement.
Monster Hunter World.
No, I didn't like that.
Yeah, a lot of games that you bought and took back. Mortal Kombat X.
No, I have no interest.
Persona 5.
I got that. Neither of us finished that. Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, great game. Played it. I think I finished that game 3 times. Why not? Why not go for a 4th?
Yeah.
Resident Evil 7.
I want to play that actually.
That's mad. Uncharted 4 and Until Dawn.
Which one's Until Dawn?
That's like the horror one. Yeah. So what's sick though about that is that when we inevitably sell our PS4s, we can include all of those games, those discs.
Oh yeah.
And bulk up the price of our PS4 and
tight.
Maybe get
tight dick.
Maybe get a. What do you reckon we're going to try and get? 600? 700?
600? I don't know. It depends.
I have at least 20 games that I could pack in with my PS4.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'd keep some. I'd def keep like...
You have Fallout 4 in front of us right now.
Do I? No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's in between Overwatch, another game you've never played. That. And is it Battlefront 2? Yeah.
What did I sell?
It's so funny.
I thought I sold that.
I know you got rid of Monster Hunter. Games I know you've sold. Monster Hunter, Kingdom Hearts 3.
I thought I sold Fallout 4. That's so shit. I can't believe it's in this bed, like living room.
Didn't you get Destiny? Is that there too?
That came with the PS4.
Oh, yeah, there it is, Destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny 2 is
my Destiny was not to play that game because I hated it. Sounds like I hate so many. No, I have a particular taste.
But yeah, I think the PS5 lineup, like it's really decent. I'm really excited for this launch.
Look, nothing to me personally is going to beat Nintendo 64's launch of Pilotwings 64, Wave Race 64, and Super Mario 64. Yes, that was like... That was insane. Also, Switch with just Breath of the Wild from day one. That's like...
Yeah. Breath of the Wild. And then almost a harkening back to the 64 days because there weren't many games for the first six months to a first year of the 64. Which is good because that was a long-ass game. But Breath of the Wild, yeah, it was like...
That was 20 hours minimum.
Yeah, and I mean, there is that like, oh, but it also came out as the final game on this one song for Wii U. But I mean, who in their right mind was playing it?
No one was. I think my friend bought it and then bought a Switch.
Yeah.
I was just like, why did I do that?
So what have you bought any consoles besides Nintendo ones at launch like this?
No. No. I bought a 360 like 2 years into its cycle. Only because it had a better media center than Sony did. So you could play. I got it mainly because like
you could put
a hard drive videos in and watch.
Yeah,
it would read so many files. And I use that as like a media center, like pre smart TVs.
Yep.
So that's why I got that. And it was like, it was fine. I got like my HD game fix on that when I had the Wii. It was like the 360 and the Wii. Then I got the PS. It wasn't Blu-ray, remember? They went with HD DVD.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So then I wanted a Blu-ray player, so I got the PS3. Mm-hmm. But it was like the Slim, I guess. It was after that ugly Foreman version. Yep. George Foreman girl version. So I got a lot of them. And then I got the PS4 like a year into its release.
And I got it a year after you, I think.
But yeah, I've never gotten... This is my first...
So launch consoles going back. Switch, yes. Wii U, 3DS. I think those are the three launch consoles I got.
Yeah.
And of those games, I mean, of the lineups...
And Wii for me as well.
The Wii U lineup, Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Brothers, Wii U, Zombie U.
Zombie U. Oh my God.
No, I never played
Remember
that.
Remember they were like, we make adult games now and they're fun.
That's right.
And everyone was just like, no.
and they were like, oh, and you could never play this game on anything but the Wii U. And then they released it for PS4.
And everyone was like, I never want to play this game.
It was a Ubisoft game, I think.
Yeah.
And then Rayman.
I'd be so curious how that game Legends translated considering half of it was like... So sick. You had to like tap the screen and like build shit.
I think they were just like, let's just not make it tapping.
Yeah.
Did you play Zombie U, did you?
No, oh, right, I just remember watching videos of it.
3DS.
I'm still trying to video chat with a grandpa on Wii U. That's I'm still trying to do that.
I remember playing when Mario Kart finally came out on Wii U, using the video on that you would verse somebody.
Really?
You would just see. Did you ever verse me in a Wii U Mario Kart game?
I don't think I did.
It would show you like your opponent's face trying to race against you.
I was thinking the other day that the Avengers Endgame's highest grossing movie ever.
Yep.
I was just thinking like, just brothers hold that record.
The Roosies.
Hooked on the Brothers. I was like, that's weird. They have to share that.
Right. It's not like James Cameron.
No, it's not like James Cameron or George Lucas or whatever. It's just like
the Roosies.
The Hooked on the Brothers. And like, I wonder if one of them did more and reminds the other sometimes. Like, you know, like if they actually added it up, it would be me.
Yeah.
I find directing duos weird.
They're always brothers.
Yeah, well.
Are there any directing brothers duos who aren't related? Coen brothers, Wayans brothers,
Wachowskis, Russo brothers,
Wachowskis.
Not men.
Siblings.
Siblings. Who else? Oh, Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Yeah, okay.
But it is weird. It's just like, just go do one by yourself. See what happens.
No, I don't know. What if we started making hand but are they movies?
Like, yeah, but this is like different. Like, are they scared or something?
Do you think, oh, I did more on the podcast this week?
No, I've never once thought that, actually. Factually, I've never. I think that's nice of me to do that. I've never once. No, I prepare differently. I have my ways.
The 3DS launch, easily the shittiest.
Well, they apologized and gave. But
they gave us free games to apologize for such a bad first year. We're so sorry.
Here's Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers the Lost Levels.
And a clock and they're not for your in 3DS. German,
sorry.
Yeah. And an app that's just a certificate saying you're an ambassador.
Yeah, that's right. But imagine walking around and showing people that and then getting the shit kicked out of you. Going to the work and whipping it out at the water cooler, and they're like, what's that ugly off blue tint, like glittery thing?
Yeah, metallic blue.
It's so weird that the 3DS looked worse than the DSi. The DSi was a beautiful looking, like matte white finish.
Yeah, thing.
Yeah. So nice.
Well, it looked like the Xbox Series S.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And then they brought the 3DS. It was just this ugly design. And then like showing people before they rob you and take your money that you're a Nintendo ambassador.
Where are you going to put your PS5?
Just there.
Where the PS4 is. But is it going to be like up? Is it going to be vertical?
Yeah, I can stick it up. It looks great that way. It's the way it wants to be displayed.
Okay. Mine's going to have to be hori.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't wait to stick mine up. I'm very excited. No, I'm excited. It looks nice. They haven't really enforced a stick it on its side since the PS2 so strongly.
Yeah.
Which I still think is my favorite design console.
Yeah. So the Xbox, extremely quiet. It's crazy playing an HD video game and just not hearing like a fucking jet take off from my cabinet. I can't wait to get rid of my noisy ass PS4.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, PlayStation.
So loud. Apparently the new one's super quiet.
Yeah, that's great.
That's one of the like big selling points.
Dishlex. Do you remember that was the dishwasher brand that was so quiet?
Oh, yeah.
Dish.
Oh, yeah. Ish.
Dishlex.
I don't think I do. No, I don't think. Is that the meme? What's he say? I don't think I will.
So we have been playing some Nintendo games in amidst all of the other games I've been playing, and fuck, it is crazy going from the Xbox. Like, that controller is so nice, but I can't wait to play the DualSense.
Does it have that weird like pad with all the like angles on it?
No. The D-pad is pretty normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a really, really stripped back like basic controller. It's good.
Yeah.
On the Xbox, but it's just so like it's so reactive and responsive and great. So then going to my Switch with my shitty, like, do you get the Joy-Con?
Yeah. Drift? Yeah, the Joy-Con, not the controller.
It's disgusting. It is so bad.
I'll be playing,
it
actually and then makes my character just goes like so walks much. In a corner, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm done.
Yeah, like it just makes me hate games. Because like it'll like just get stuck on a menu and go like...
And isn't it funny, like a week ago, they're like, yeah, no, there's nothing wrong. Wasn't that like the latest news from a court thing?
Yeah, yeah. I think the president has now like apologized for it, and they do offer...
Well, I want a certificate.
Free, yeah, exactly. Give us a 3D certificate so we can get beat up.
Yeah, I want to get robbed by the guys at the 7-Eleven next time I'm showing off my Nintendo 3DS ambassador. But I'm like, no, before you like break my nose, put the 3D slider up, because you'll see the certificate is now actually viewable if your head is 30 centimeters from the screen and you don't move it too much.
You're going to set an alarm on your new Game & Watch clock. Oh, 7:30 again. Time to walk down to my local 7-Eleven to show the hoodlums my 3DS ambassador certificate.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. I hope they don't want to hear the song in German.
And you've got to like hold it in front of them at the right angle so the 3D
so
works.
So they don't move. Yeah, like, you have to keep your head 30 centimeters away. You're not allowed to blink. And then they're like, we'll stop beating you up.
And you're like,
if you can get the Mario drawing song in Spanish. And isn't I'm like, it? I think, like, is it German? And they're like, no, that's in Italian. And they start kicking the shit out of me.
Chugging Monster Energy drinks. Yep.
Pissing on me saying, we dreamed of the power. I powered our dreams.
Or just pissing. You should have powered your dreams, kid.
Just pissing like, yeah, just kidney stones and Monster Energy drinks on me. So not only am I getting drenched, but I'm being bruised. It's like
bruised by kidney stones. Painful. Straight from the dick hole to you.
Yeah, just kicking the shit out of me and my ugly blue metallic 3DS. And I'm almost as sorry as Nintendo was. And not quite.
That's what you need. The hoodlums need to go to Japan.
That they don't
replace my Joy-Con or I'll piss kidney stones on you.
That's Nintendo's new catchphrase.
So I've been playing Pikmin 3.
Oh, have you?
Speaking
Did you
of
get it?
Wii U, yeah, man. I don't know why this was just like fanging for some Pikmin. I haven't played. I played a tiny bit of it on Wii U.
Yeah, I got it on Wii U again as an apology.
That's right. Yeah, another apology game.
I wish Nintendo like failed the Switch because we'd be getting some freak shit.
Yeah, they're like good free shit.
Yeah, they're like, we're sorry. It's a bad console. You can get a free game. And I picked Pikmin 3.
Yeah, me too. And then I barely played any of it.
Yeah.
But I finished Pikmin 2 on the Wii, like mm-hmm. the Wii version of it that they put out.
Oh, yeah.
And loved it. And like, I just love the weird designs of Pikmin. It is such a funny franchise. The people look like Aardman
yeah,
characters.
Very
like,
Aardman.
More so like, yeah, Wallace and Gromit kind of shit than like your average Nintendo thing. They almost look like the claymation versions of the Mario characters from that Nintendo Power cover.
Oh yeah,
in the '80s.
Fuck, they should make a game like that.
They man, this it's bonkers. Your dad here.
Yeah, hologram came. I'm scared of the hologram.
But yeah, I've been playing it. It's really like, I mean, if you played it on Wii U or owned it but didn't play it, it's the same game. It's probably not worth the full price of.
No, it's definitely not
a game.
It's Nintendo's killer app at the holiday season.
But yeah, I finished
an 8-year-old game at $99.
When after finishing Mario Galaxy, instead of jumping into another Mario game, I thought it was time to show Archie another Nintendo franchise.
Which one?
Pikmin. And a game in which all the cute characters die repeatedly, and there's nothing you can do.
Make that boy into a fucking man.
Is
Archie excited that the Australian Hamilton cast was announced? I've been meaning to ask.
I wanted to edit that video. So at the end of the thing, and it's like, and Shane Jacobson as Kenny Hamilton. Kenny Hamilton.
We have to go.
Oh,
we have
really?
To do like drugs or something and go. Like mushrooms or something.
I mean, B will probably want me to go with her, but I don't want you there.
That means you have to go twice.
So I'm going to have to go to Hamilton twice.
Can't believe you
That's
going to
be so expensive. It's going to cost more than buying a PlayStation 5 and an Xbox Series S.
We'll
in
have
the
to
same
do another
week.
Episode a week then, because the Patreon paid for my PS5. Thanks, Kate. Hey, by the way, if you guys want to get another episode a week and support the course.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to, maybe Angus might want to buy an Xbox 2.
Yeah, or maybe see Hamilton twice. I love the idea of you being like, please don't go to Hamilton when I go with my wife. just like a bad influence. Just you and I getting asked to leave.
It's like, it's B and then you and then me. Like you
yeah,
sit in
I'm
between
in the middle,
us.
Just ruining it. Now you know what it's like at The Last Jedi.
The craziest thing about the reveal video of the Australian cast for Hamilton, you can see it on their Instagram. I don't know what the account is, but I'm sure it's like Australia Hamilton or whatever.
Hamilton Under. It's nice, isn't it?
That's really good.
It is, isn't it?
When they cut to the actor who's cast as Hamilton, he does bite his lip, but not in the same way that Lin.
Do you think
Manuel
that was
Miranda
a part
does.
Of the prerequisite? Do you think Lin was like, it came down to three and he's like, give me your... Be sassy. Like, imagine, yeah, I want you to envision that you have a web store in which you sell photos of yourself saying, daddy's been naughty, and sign that, or something like that.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
It's so ugly.
It's shocking.
Yeah. Hamilton. Remember we watched Hamilton this year?
Hamilton. Remember when
that was a big COVID moment. I was thinking it's like, it starts with Tiger King.
Yep.
Then it goes to Animal Crossing. Hamilton's another culture. There was more, I think, cultural touchstone moments this year than there were in previous years.
Just because we were desperate for them.
Yeah, so
we just made it. We were like, yeah, fuck it. This is a cultural touchstone now.
A six-year-old play? Fuck, this is the most important bit of media this year.
I got so drunk watching that. I
watched it extremely sober.
I pulled a bottle out of my I opened up my mouth. Yeah. By the way, if you look up Monster Energy Drink hentai, which I did.
Oh,
I did this week. The first thing that comes up is a picture of like a boy with breasts, with his legs are behind his head, and then a Monster Energy Drink can in his butthole.
It's so tight.
Yeah,
I saw a good Monster Energy Drink. Like, it looks painful. Like a hentai thing, and it was like, if you want kidney stones, drink this. And it's like a hentai girl.
Cool.
Yeah. And I remembered when I had kidney stones 2 years ago.
Were you drinking a little Monster Energy Drink at the time?
No, that would be a year later when Death Stranding came out.
When it enabled you.
Yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah, but I
can't wait to play that again. I'm interested to see if there's any PS5
Hamilton DLC for Death Stranding.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, it's like he's one of the people that you have to do missions for.
You have to connect America like Alexander Hamilton tried.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
That was such a bonkers game. I loved it.
Yeah, I want to finish it. And now, it'll be probably...
You'll never finish a game again.
Because of Game Pass.
Yeah, because you're playing...
I could play it. I could finish a game where I could start 10 more.
No one should have that power.
There's like, you get points for using Game Pass. So like if you play like 3 games in a week, you get 5 points. And if you get like 5,000 points or something, that's $5 in the Microsoft eShop.
Hey, it sounds a little like gambling to me.
So the easiest way to make points is you can do 50 searches on Bing every day. Every time you do a search on Bing,
hey, you know who's,
you get 1 point.
You know who uses Bing?
Peter Parker, Andrew Garfield's Amazing Spider-Man. Peter Parker. Yeah.
You just Google Andrew Garfield using Bing 50 times.
That would be great if they announce for Spider-Man PS5. Oh, there's a new skin. It's Andrew Garfield using Bing.
Oh, Bing, yeah.
And it's just the same suit, but all he does is search Bing.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you put the suit on, the character runs to the nearest internet cafe and changes the homepage from google.com to bing.com.
Remember that being like in a movie of unbelievable things, like the most unbelievable. Like, no, this kid's smart. Like, you want me to?
Yeah.
Easily the most unlikable Peter Parker ever.
What an amazing scene too, because I'm pretty sure it's set to dubstep.
Yeah, and I think he's like Googling using Bing. How to make super suit or something. Like,
no, I think it's like lizard reproduction. No,
oh, that's right.
I can't remember. There's so many.
You know what? I think
bits.
That means he uses it more than once.
A lot of people have requested that we rewatch the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Sure.
Is it streaming on anything? It's probably on Prime. That sounds like a movie on Prime.
Let's look. Apple TV. Actually, no, I want you to watch. No, actually, I've got something saved on the TV.
Okay.
You to watch.
No worries.
Apple TV. You're so right. You know what? I actually think it is on Prime.
Yeah?
Or Netflix even.
Really? The other Prime.
Amazing. It sucks though because they did get the best name couplet. Like, I kind of wish the
Amazing
Tom Holland
Spider-Man.
Ones, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
such a iconic, the Amazing Spider-Man. It is on.
On Prime, you have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, it's on Binge. So, you know what? Let's get Binge and watch it so sped up. So
it's on Binge. Hell yeah. Come, we'll come save some minutes.
We can watch
minutes.
It sped up. Yeah, we can.
There's a movie called Big Ass Spider on Prime.
I love that in some places it's called Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Rise of Electro.
That's right. How weird that like Jamie Foxx is coming back as Electro in the next Spider-Man movie.
Is it as an apology? Like, sorry.
Yeah, Nintendo are making it.
Yeah, he's got a certificate. It's actually 3D.
Look at my 3DS Spider-Man. Yeah, actually he was the same color as my 3DS. That metallic
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So yeah, I've been playing Pikmin 3, really enjoying it. Great game. I don't know if there's any additional content. I certainly haven't gotten to it yet, and who knows if I will, because I probably won't finish it.
No, of course
not. It's really fun.
How do you hot cycle between the games?
That's true. But we've both been playing the demo, and that feels like a throwback, saying
yeah, I know,
saying that a demo for a game even exists. The demo for Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity.
Yeah, I played it this morning when I got up early after just thinking I was dreaming again.
So I bought again another Wii U game that I never played.
Oh, Hyrule Warriors.
The first Hyrule Warriors, I didn't play shit. And then did you get the Switch port of it?
Yeah, I got it while I was in Japan.
Did you play much of it?
I played on the plane for a bit and then actually encountered a bug.
Oh, damn.
That they patched.
Because a bug snacks?
Yeah. I had to take photos of Linkle's camel toes. Or something. Wasn't that, I can't remember, Linkle was like a big thing.
That's right.
Girl remember Link. Like, yeah, people went off. That was like the original.
They should have called her Poon Link.
That'd be sick. Toon Link, Poon Link.
So,
Breast of the Wild.
But yeah, I didn't really play much. Oh, please.
Ocarina of...
You can get it, King. I believe in you.
Ocarina.
Cockarina.
Like, no, it's, she's a chick.
Sure.
So she doesn't have a cock. Well, maybe Linkle's. This one has, it's just straight up lady.
Okay.
She's, hang on, Ocarina of Time. Fuckarina. Fuckarina. Fuckarina of.
Okay.
Fuckarina.
Did you think of a word that rhymes with time? Fuckarina of time. Okay. Perfect. You did it.
Wind Waker. Majora's Mut. Phantom Hourglass Body. Real 1940s sexualizing.
This is great. I'm sure these all exist as fan art.
Yeah.
Already.
Spirit.
Racks.
Spirit Rack. Sick. Spirit Racks. It's just like ghost titties.
you're just riding a train over boobs.
Yes. Oh, that's sick. Boob train. What else is
there? We are going to do all of this. Okay, great.
Yeah, what other Zelda games are there? Wind Waker. Wind, make her suck your dick. Fire like.
What?
Thighs. I'm thinking for Twilight Princess.
Okay, Twilight.
Thigh. I might. Fuck this. Skyward Sword.
Skyward Broad.
Yeah. Come on, we know. What else is that?
I can't think. What's one for Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons?
Orifice of Ages and Orifice of Seasons. What was that? Fuck, that was a really good one a minute ago. What was that one that was great? I was really proud of one. What was the one we said before Twilight Princess? I might fuck this.
Make it.
Oh. It was Wind Waker.
Wind Maker suck your
dick. Wind Maker suck your dick. That's so good. This is Toon Link. Yeah. Poon Link. No, that's
Poon
right.
Poon Link, yeah.
Linkle.
Two
in the pink.
The great joke that started them
all. Two in the pink. Two in the link, one in the Linkle. No, two in the link, one in the Linkle. Woo! Damn. What's the... Yeah, we don't know the... Oh, yeah, what's this one? Age of Calamity.
Age of Clam.
Age of Clam. Yeah, that's good. Clams is, you know what? Bring back Clam for describing the vulva area on a woman.
Okay, great.
Vulva. Is that like the
vulva
whole
area?
I remember, like, is the area called the vagina or the vulva? And the vagina's inside the vulva.
Dude.
What is it? Well, I don't have I don't have one, and I don't have like access to one. You've got several in the house.
You have a skeleton. You have a skeleton. Doesn't one of your baby Yodas have a vagina?
It's famously a male.
Right. I don't know if you checked. Are all the toys?
They call it a little guy in the show.
Okay. Right. Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, vulva is outside. Vagina's on the inside.
They don't teach you that at school.
It's a famous Ben Harper song. She had vaginas on.
No, that is a funny story, actually. My friend whose birthday we're celebrating this Saturday.
Ben Harper.
The first time he... wait, did we establish second base is hand shit?
Over the top of the bra, right? That's what second base is, isn't it?
Whoa.
Isn't first base is making out?
Yeah,
second base
fingering,
is
and then
titty,
isn't
it?
Third base getting your dick sucked? Isn't third base
maybe second base is hand stuff.
Anyway, the first time my friend fingered somebody was at a Ben Harper concert. So we always say, did she have diamonds on the inside? To the point where he's gone to her wedding and is like, we're like, what are you up to this weekend? He's like, I've got to go to Diamonds on the Inside's wedding. Like,
fuck.
It's just now become her name.
Do you remember when like the world was crazy? It was goo goo for Ben Harper.
Oh, Ben Harper, the other one, Jack Johnson. And they all just fucking hung out in Byron.
Surfing and loving and good times.
And like, for some reason, Ben Stiller was readily available for many of music video.
Yeah. I really like the Jack Johnson song from the Curious George soundtrack.
You actually do?
Yeah, it's a real good song.
That's nice. Yeah. I haven't heard it.
I'll put it on. Maybe I'll put Becca over the top of it this week.
Becca Johnson. What is Jack Johnson up to?
I meant to do Fuck Donald Trump over the top of the Becca theme.
Oh, damn.
But I didn't bring my computer tonight.
I guess we're pro-Trump this week until we do. I guess our Republican listeners still have to keep paying us $5.
This episode of Hey Fam was rigged.
It was.
Yeah.
Calamity.
Yeah, Age of Calamity. So that is a massive demo. Have you finished the demo yet?
No, I've just done that first bit.
I've been playing for over an hour.
Yeah, wild.
That's crazy for a demo. It's like, so you get to play. I've played as three characters so far.
Oh, I've only done Link. Who else have you been?
You become Impa.
Linkle.
And
Frinkle.
No, Mr.
Stinkle.
Pringle. Pringle.
Who's Pringle?
Like the chip.
Oh, Tingle.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's Pringle?
There's no such thing as
Tingle. Tingle's a character.
Tingle is a character. Yeah, okay. I don't know if you play as Tingle yet. But Tingle wasn't in Breath of the Wild. But yeah, so this game is like...
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Child.
Breath of the Child. The R. Kelly version.
Breath
of a Child.
No. That's your go-to pedo?
Breath of the Guile.
A thousand Hollywood pedophiles and R. Kelly is still your go-to?
Epstein.
Great.
Yeah. Epona instead of Epona, Epstoner.
Epstoner.
You call your horse Epstoner's name.
But yeah, so the first one is like, you know, very much all those Dynasty Warrior games are like, you know,
Little Saiyan Hyrule.
I played the One Piece Pirate Warrior ones.
Of course you did.
And like, even I get bored of them.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered playing through this story that I already know. And like, you know, this goofy arcade thing.
Yeah.
But
what's the style of game called again?
Dynasty Warriors.
No, but they're like, there's a Japanese word.
You can look it up if you want.
I won't. Let's not.
Okay, great.
This is why Nintendo shouldn't have fired those people.
Yeah, what's the name of these styles of games in German?
Yeah. But no, I meant Italian. No, wait. I meant Spanish. I meant French.
But yeah, like, I love that you are playing through. So it is set 100 years before Breath of the Wild. You're learning what happened when the legends, you know, what are the names like? Darug. Darude.
Darude. Let's see.
The Rude Bird.
Rude Bird, Rockman, Fish Bitch.
Dominatrix.
What's the other one? There's a fish chick.
There's like the girl from the Girl City.
Girl City. Yeah.
Angry Bird.
Angry Bird.
You get to play as an Angry Bird.
Yeah, it's nice.
But you can even play, you can control the divine beasts in battle in this
game. Wild as
one
hell.
Point. And the art style looks just like Breath of the Wild. Yeah, the combat, obviously, the same, very
the
different.
The sound effects, the font.
Sound
Trust
effects
me, I was staring at that font and I'm going, ooh, this brings back a lot.
Oh, really? It was great, wasn't it?
Like, very nostalgic.
I couldn't believe how much I liked this. Really looking forward to this game. I'm going to have to
They made it with Nintendo, so you know it's like the story is.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cute. They're doing a BB-8 thing. Like there's that tiny cute.
Yeah, he's like a cute. What are those things called? Guardians?
Yeah.
Legends of the Guardians.
So what did they say? He went back in time.
Yeah, and he's like. He sounds like a pan pipe, I guess, that you hear at the beginning of all the Zelda games. So he's like, boop, 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 boop. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you're right. It is just pretty much BB-8 traveling along with you. He's the one who like makes a tower rise from the earth at the beginning of the game. And
interesting.
It's really fun. Link's moveset rules.
Surfing on that...
On his shield and like he just randomly firing arrows at characters.
Fun as hell.
You unlock bombs.
Yeah, it's fun as hell.
I'm like keen as for this game. And what's cool about it is it's one of those demos that you can play and then carry over your save to when you get the main game.
Huge.
Yeah.
There
should be more demos for games. I know like Dragon Quest did one.
Nintendo kill it with the demos.
Pikmin 3 has one. So you can try a lot of games.
Yeah.
That 52 worldwide games had a demo.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Me and Archie still play it.
Yeah.
I never learnt Hanafuda.
With Kitty. Actually, no, I probably could. The fish one.
Oh, true.
I don't want to scratch the screen, though. I played it a few times.
You played The Simpsons on the piano. That was great.
Yeah, that was good. I can do Runaway, too, by Kanye West.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, you do a really good mashup video.
Yeah, I'm saving it for 10 years of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
How long did
you
do that? Also, for those wondering, Angus's my incredible idea for an article... Comparing every Kanye album to a Star Wars movie got knocked back by editorial.
Yeah, you should do it then. We should just do it on the pod one day.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it when Donda comes out. Decide perfect. If Donda's solo or Rogue One.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
That is it for a big gamer episode.
Huge gamer energy.
But if you've listened to Hey Fan before, you know we don't just talk about games. We talk about TV, we talk about movies, we talk about PDF menus at restaurants in Australia. And we haven't done any of that yet. That's because we saved it all for this tonight's episode.
Steven Seagal seems to be a new subject that comes up.
We have some incredible new...
actually, this is a bit of a crossover. Yeah, this does involve fast food / confectionery and Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Angus found out the existence of a... Should we say it?
No. An energy drink.
Steven Seagal has an energy drink.
Had.
Wow.
So history was not...
So get ready to fall in love and then hate the world for... not letting you know reasons. That it existed when it was around.
Another beautiful thing taken from us.
So we're also going to talk about this week's episode of The Mandalorian, which I loved.
Great stuff.
After my criticism of the first episode.
Which I found funny because I found this episode to be full of things that you're criticizing.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into it. Maybe it sounds like somebody learned just to sit back and the
strap
Mandalorian.
In and feel the cheese.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to talk about Moonbase 8.
Is it Moonbase great or Moonbase hate. Too little, too late?
Oh, right. John C. Reilly, Tim Heidecker, and Fred Armisen with Jonathan Glazer directing a new Showtime series. It's on Stan in Australia, and it's about the three of them running basically they want to go to the moon.
A simulator Moonbase.
And it is fucking funny as hell. So we're talking about the first episode and beyond. Of Moonbase 8.
Wow.
Mandalorian, Steven Seagal's energy drink, and much, much
more. Probably some other fast food stuff.
We've been requested to do a deep dive into Sizzler, an Australian restaurant chain. That might happen tonight. It might happen in the future. So come over to patreon.com/heyfam because we do two episodes of this podcast every single week. You've just heard one of them. Now come and hear the other. $5 a month is all it costs to hear two episodes of Hey Fam every single week.
It's plus, insane. Plus, some people have told me...
It's the Game Pass of podcasts.
It's almost too much. And I say, I think it's just enough.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
I think it's just enough. Sometimes we do go over, of which I'm critical of.
Yeah, you hate it.
They're not paying for it. I'm always looking at the time.
I'm the generous one.
We're generous.
Let's give back to the community.
We give back.
It's almost Christmas, you know?
I know. And if you join the Patreon, you too can be part of, speaking of Christmas, or non-denominational... holidays, there is a secret Santa.
There is a secret Santa going on in Hey Fam.
Of which I've not been a part of for 3 years.
Yes, because Tommy Dassler got you the first year and didn't send you a present.
Canon.
He grinched you.
More canon. Yep. Yeah. I'm what they call damage. Also, I think it's unfair. I think once I gift a listener, it creates a power struggle. No, I do. I just think it's favoritism. And
okay, yeah.
I've always, I treat all of our
your,
listeners.
Because your secret Santa didn't receive their gift either. That year.
Yeah, and that was legitimately lost in the mail.
Maybe Tommy's was too. It definitely wasn't.
No, he said he didn't do it.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, it comes here and stays on my couch. No, spare bed.
Come join us. Patreon.com/HeyFam. New episodes every single week. Plus access to our very, very friendly and lovely Discord community where you can discuss all the stupid shit we talk about on the podcast. And much more every single day.
Yeah, or sometimes you might leave it if...
And that happens. We haven't had any angry, abrupt
leavers
in a long time.
It seems
long
a safe space. We did. I found some screenshots the other day of people leaving
the Facebook group because you were mean to them.
I was definitely not mean. I want to know what that screenshot was. That guy was like, Angus was very rude on tonight's episode. Sounds like something my mom would send you.
Yeah, you found it. Where were you looking?
I was looking in like shared messages actually with Tommy. Because I was looking for an image that I sent him so long ago.
Of your dick.
Of my penis, just to see if it's
grown.
Yeah.
If it's grown since you last sent him a picture.
And I found them there, just sending them to him laughing or something.
You were going
to
do a during the Trump administration dick pic.
Yeah.
And during the Biden
administration. How it started, how it's going. it was there and it was someone that DM'd our Facebook page.
You saying, should read it out. It's
Angus
super funny.
Was very rude last night. I know it's a persona, but it was... But I'm just trying to think, what on earth could have we been talking about that like offended somebody?
Angus was straight up rude as fuck in this episode and it's too hard to tell if he's kidding, so it's off-putting. Was this the guy that we had a back and forth message history with like live while we were doing...
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
We should read those messages out on tonight's PayFam.
Yeah. And if he wants to hear them, he can pay for it.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hey Fam, and come and join us over at PayFam, patreon.com/HeyFam. Have a good week. Enjoy your new consoles, especially that Nintendo clock.
Oh.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.